Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Oh, my goodness, God, it's so good. Wow, I can't even tell you how good he's been to me. So I know he's been even more wonderful to you. So today I want to start off a little differently. I'm going to start off with Minister Sheila praying, but then immediately after she's prayed, if anyone else would like to take time to pray, whatever the Lord has placed on your heart, I would like for you to pray. And then once you all are finished praying, if you decide to pray, then I will pray. So, like I said, just want to open up the portals of heaven for us this morning to God, to hear what's unctioning and what's on our heart. Minister Sheila, if you could start us off with prayer, and then if anyone else has a prayer, they can share it. Go ahead.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you, Apostle. You let Dr. Cecilia Kaiser and to all of you who are listening. But God, I want to thank you and thank you and thank you, God, our Father in Christ, Lord Jesus, for the life that you have given us, another day of life that you didn't have to. But I thank you for all that you have gave life to. God, I give honor to you, who is the head of my life, that have given me another day, that have blessed us all to have a day of life, another birthday, another day to joy, of love, and to endure the mercy and the love of our Father, God, and the Son, Christ, Lord Jesus. Lord, I give honor to you. I thank you for my sisters, my brothers, my daughters, my sons, my granddaughters, my grandson, nieces, nephew, cousins. I thank you for my bloodline family and also my spiritual family. Lord, I thank you and I thank you. And like I said, I can never thank you enough, but God, I thank you. And I ask you to bless this world through this corruption that they're going through this virus, through this government, through this law enforcement, through this racial, this hate crime. Lord, I need you to cover us all. Bless us and leave us the right way. Let us know that no matter what we're going through, health-wise, financial-wise, family, work, or just within yourself, that you can guide us. You can show us. You can show us how to remove all the evil, all these demon devils that are trying to attack us, to break our faith, to break our spirit, just to break us down, Lord. We know you can lead us through whatever is going through to come upon us. Lord, I ask you to bless us all and to let us know that you are the one and true Father. You are the Father that can lead all your sons and daughters through anything. You can break all the hatred. You can break all the racialness, the crime, the evilness, Lord. We need you, and I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you for Apostle Erect, Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Minister Brandon Kaiser, Minister Margot McCoy, Missionary Linda Handy, Dr. Serena Wright. Lord, I thank you for all your sons and daughters, all your teachers, all your ministers, all your bishops, apostles, your children, for every building that is here for you. Lord, I thank you and I thank you. And as I cannot thank you enough, for God, you are the one and the only one that can lead us to the right way, to show us the light, to bring us out of darkness. But Lord, I thank you and I thank you and I thank you. And I'm turning it back over to whoever else that has a prayer or a statement for all this morning. Amen.
Good morning. This is Minister Sylvia Kaiser. I would like to pray for God's peace. God, we ask you for your peace, oh God. We ask you for your peace to just cover this earth, Lord. from the north side to the south side, from the east side to the west side, from the north coast to the south coast, from the west coast to the east coast. God, we just ask you to be God in every place and everywhere at all times, because only you, God, can bring your peace, not our understanding, not our peace, but God, your peace. Bring your peace on this world, O Lord, because it seems like our people, the African-American black people, are becoming extinct, O God. We ask you for the understanding, God, to give us in our place and in our hearts that we get back on our knees in front of you, O God. We get back on our knees before you, asking you to give us an understanding that we have to desire you, because we don't know the way to peace. Only you know the way to peace, O God. Only you have the peace that we need. Oh, God, we just, you did not give us a spirit of fear. You gave us a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. But what we're doing, oh, God, we're asking you to take our ways out of the way that you may get in the way, to lead the way. Guide us, oh, God. Be a lamp unto our feet, oh, Lord. Teach us how to desire you day and night. Teach us how to desire you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Teach us how to depend on you, O Lord. Teach us how to come to you with every problem, every thought, O God. Teach us how to be radical for you, O God. Teach us how to stand before you, O God, waiting for your answers, waiting on you, O God. Teach us now how to not be anxious for nothing, O Lord. Teach us, God. Teach us how to come back to our Creator who created us, because we were put here to praise you, to do your divine will, God, to live your way. God, teach us how to hate what you hate and love what you love. God, teach us how to see each other through your eyes, not through our eyes, God. Let us decrease that you may increase, oh God. Father God, we just ask you for your peace, oh God, your peace that covers all understanding that men think he have of how to get there. God, give us a peace of mind. God, give us your peace, oh Lord. God, I just thank you for today. Thank you for the opportunity to come in corporate prayer, oh God, to ask you for different things, oh God, that we know that we need in this body of Christ. Give us wisdom. Give us power. Give us love, God, but most of all, God, give us peace. Give us peace that we will stand on your word. Stand on your word, oh God. Stand on your word with give up power. In Jesus' name it is so. God, we ask for your peace. Your peace, your peace, your peace. Amen.
Lord, in Jesus' name, I come before you asking you this morning to just help us to remember to praise you. Help us to remember to give you thanks. Help us to remember, God, that we are here to worship you. Help us to worship you, God, in spirit and in truth. Help us to leave the past behind and to look forward for your blessings, because you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. Thank you, God, for loving us. Thank you for caring for us. Thank you for opening doors and making ways for us. Thank you for always being there for us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for loving, for caring, for holding us, for lifting us up when we couldn't even lift our own heads, Lord. You lifted us. You lifted us. You lifted us as a people. We must come to you again in humble submission, saying thank you, being grateful, honoring you above all else, because there is nothing else bigger than you. There is nothing more powerful than you. There is nothing more loving than you. You are love. Teach us how to love. Teach us how to give so that we can be given love from you. And I praise you, and I thank you, and I glorify you. And I ask you, God, to accept this prayer in humble submission to you, Jesus. I give it to you in all honesty. I give it to you from my soul, And I ask you, God, to accept it, to be pleased with it, to hear it and answer my prayer as you always do. And we will give you the praise and the thanks, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
This is Minister Sylvia. Who's praying next?
Thank you. I guess everyone else is just going to agree with us, and that's good, too. We thank you for being in agreement with us corporately. We even thank you if your prayer was that of a silent prayer, of a Selah moment. We thank you that if you're praying with us and you're at work or at school or somewhere where you can't speak, we thank God for each and every one of you. I thank God that he's already taught us to be quick to repent of sins of omission and commission, those thoughts and those sins in our hearts or in our mouths or wherever they've been. We even repent for our political leadership and those that are followers, whether they're followers of us in various organizations or through how we look up to our relatives, our family members that are in various offices, or sometimes how we just look up to them because they're the older, they're the elders, and we thank God for our parents who we looked up to, for our parents who led us and guide us in the belief in Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. God, we thank you for the opportunity to know you, to get to know you. I agree with every prayer that has already been prayed by Minister Sheila, by Minister Sylvia, by Minister Margot, and like I said, even those that are praying silently on the phone that didn't want to pray out loud on today. God, we repent for everyone, every nation, every tongue. God, we repent for America, for the over 400 years of slavery mentality that is still being utilized today, but in so many cases institutionalized. It's systemic. It's hidden behind microaggressions that many not only don't understand, but they support in their ignorance or even in their vanity. God, we pray for the families and the friends and those impacted by what happened to George Floyd, those Ahmaud, those things that happened to Breonna, those things that happened to Rashad, those things that happened to Evelyn, those things that happened to even the unknown victims, that they may have covered it up and said that it was this or that. God, we pray for the modern day type of lynchings that are happening, the injustice, the dehumanization of your people, the people that are even being killed, God, and they're being told that they die from COVID. My God, the ones that are being killed through the various medical injustices. God, we pray for this world, from Paris to Sydney to Australia to Amsterdam to Africa, to Asia, wherever this victimization is, wherever this ill treatment is, God, we ask you to help us, God. Help us to know how to pray for our nation, those that are wounded, those that are hurt, those that are damaged, whether it's collateral damage or actual damage from the racial, sexist, unfair disparities and the neglects and the narcissistic, archaic type of leadership and the various acts of bias and brutality and economic sanctions and ill treatment. God, heal us. Heal America and this world. Heal us, God, so that we can be made whole in the way that you created us to be. Teach us how to really, really, really be a United States. And not a United States of America, but a united people of agape love. God, teach us how to drip
how to be smeared in, how to be covered in your agape love. Teach us, God, how to be anointed to when our lips open, when our hearts are open, when we speak, God, that is full of agape love. Teach us, God, how to be a land that's known to love, how to, even our businesses, in our homes, in our classrooms, wherever we are, God, that every fiber of our total being gives off an anointing and aroma of your agape love, my God. Teach us from the top to the bottom, from the bottom to the top, from side to side, God, how to walk in the unity of the perfect Trinity. God, teach us how to be those people that when people see us, they say, he or she must know Jesus. Teach us how to be a manifestation of your agape love on this side of heaven, God. Don't let us have to wait until we are with you. Don't let us have to wait until we are united with you, but help us to do it on this side of heaven. God, cause our history books to be written to talk about the love that was shown by Minister Sheila. That our history books would write stories and songs about the love that was manifested through Minister Sylvia. Teach us how the history books and the family testimonies will talk about the love, the agape love of Minister Margot. God, teach us how we can be the book read of men, but it can actually be written in our history books, God. They talk about our cousin Emmett Till, how he was even a victim of this police brutality. But God, we can have the stories be told of our agape love, not victimization of this or that, God, but of agape love. Teach us, God, on this side of heaven, to manifest it on this side of heaven, so that when we reign with you, you will multiply it in the least thousandfold, God. Do it for your glory, God. God, many people are dying and they're feeling overwhelmed, but they've never experienced your peace and the fulfillment of your agape love on this side of heaven, Father God. We ask you for your grace. We ask you for your mercy on this side of heaven, God, that we will experience your agape love on this side of heaven, God, that we will share your agape love, God, on this side of heaven, because many of us are sick and tired and tired of being sick and tired of racism and sexism and ageism and neglect and abuse, God. We're sick and tired of being sick and tired. We're sick and tired of being misused. We're sick and tired of lack and disparities. We're sick and tired of the human kind of implemented racism and sexism. God, teach us about the true unity of the perfect Trinity. Teach us, God, of the true unity of your agape love. Teach us, God, of the true unity and peace and healing and mercy and grace and comfort and equality and wholeness of your agape love on this side of heaven, God. We thank you for, even if we can experience it one time, two times, three times, four times, 1,000 times, God, on this side of heaven, we want to experience your agape love and giving it, God, giving it continually. God, consume us with your Shekinah glory. Consume us, God, with every fiber of our total being, God, that it will be manifested with your agape love. Every believer, God. Every believer, God, that will be read of men and they see your agape love. God, we're praying and we're asking and we're petitioning you for your agape love on this side of heaven, God. Mercy, 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 God, on this side of heaven. God, show us those places in our lives that we've allowed this or that or this to enter to compromise our manifestation of your agape love. Oh, God, we ask you to seal those places with your love. Seal those places with your Holy Spirit. Seal those places with your agape love, God. Father God, there's doors, there's gates, there's portals, there's ways that we've allowed things to corrupt the places that you intended to have love in our hearts, in our minds, in our lips, in our eyes, in our ears, God. Cause our hands to be places that are quick to write of your love. Our fingers are writing of your love. Our eyes are seeing your love. Our ears are hearing your love, and we're blocking anything that will cause us to hear something different. God, by your stripes, we know that Jesus has already, by his stripes, healed each and every one of us. For your word even reminds us how he was bruised for us. He was beaten for us. He was mocked for us. God, and it was all because of his unconditional love. We thank you for Jesus being the bread of life, the showbread, the word made flesh. He's an example to us of your agape love. And God, I ask you that each and every minister that is in Smile 3 doing anything on Mondays, on Sundays, on Saturdays, that we would be walking, oh my God, written, books read of men of your agape love, not of weakness, but agape love, the strength of your agape love, the comfort of your agape love, the peace of your agape love. Many would think that your agape love would be weak and that we could be spit upon and walked upon, but God, the strength of what Jesus did for us is the manifestation that on today we have access. We've been restored back unto you. God, eradicate every element, every unit of darkness that will be in our lives that will cause us not to be able to enter into your gates with thanksgiving and to your courts with praise. Father God, cause your word to consume us like an all-consuming fire. Cause your word to be a fresh wind that we breathe and that it would breathe in us and through us. God, cause your Holy Spirit to bring your word back to our remembrance. God, cause your word to be permeated from our lips until it's a sweet incense to your nostrils, Father God. Cause your word, God, to be the knowledge and the wisdom and the revelation and the understanding and the power and the oil of your anointing that flows through us and from us. God, we thank you for tearing down the veil. You tore it from the top to the bottom. So we ask you, God, just as you did in the Holy of Holies, in the holy places, tear down everything that's within us that will cause us not to walk in your agape love. God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, God, for all that you've done. We thank you for all that you're doing, God, that it was done because you love us, because you've given us chance after chance after chance. For Jonah prayed, God, and you saved him. Moses prayed, and you parted the Red Sea. David prayed, and you strengthened him. Job prayed, and you restored him. Peter prayed, and you received him, and he received a new vision. Paul prayed, and he was healed. Daniel prayed, and he was delivered. Hannah prayed, and you gave her a son. And even when Jesus prayed, he said, not my will, but your will be done. Father God, we pray, and we ask you for your protection. We're not asking you for your hand, God, but we're asking you for your presence in every area of our lives. For we know that when we have your presence, we have your hand. We know that when we have your presence, we have your face. Ah, we know that when we have your presence, my God, there's nothing that we can't ask you that you won't do. God, we thank you for strengthening us. We thank you for the power in the blood of Jesus. We thank you for teaching us how to pray so that we can obliterate and annihilate and destroy every diabolical threat and situation and opportunity that will try to arise itself in our lives that have been sent by the adversary of our soul that tries to exploit us, that tries to delay us, that tries to destroy us. But God, we know that you have come that we may have life, and that more abundantly. God, we thank you for exposing every plan, every trap of the enemy, my God. We thank you, God, for exposing those weak points in our lives that has been tried to be exploited by the enemy, God. But you're eradicating them right now with your presence, with your strength. All of those calculated, deceptive tactics of the devil, you're exposing them. All of those maneuvers and strategies and plans, they have failed. In the name of Jesus, you have eradicated the enemy's spies, the enemy's fiery darts that have tried to come our way. You've exposed them. You've exposed the very terrain that they tried to come in, whether it was the pride of life, whether it was the lust of the flesh. You've exposed it. You've null and voided every momentum, every stronghold that the enemy thought he had. God, you've already destroyed it. In the name of Jesus, even those things seen and unseen, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that we're preaching your word and teaching your word and we're praying your word in season, out of season. We're always praying your word, God. We thank you for everything that you've done. We thank you for your mercy, God. Every target, we annihilate you in the name of Jesus. God's warring angels have been sent to encamp all around us. In the name of Jesus, every device, every soul tie, in the name of Jesus. Ah, God, thank you for exposing it. And we declare and decree your word according to Christ Jesus. And in the name of Jesus, we loose what needs to be loosed. And we bind and bound what needs to be bound. And we do it for your glory, God. We thank you for your great commission. We thank you for what you've given us. My God, we thank you that you've exposed the imp that tried to ambush us. We thank you for this enemy we see today. We will see no more. God, we thank you for the weapons of mass destruction that you've loosed in our praises. There's power when we sing your praises. There's power when we give you all the praise. Oh, God, we praise your name. We magnify your name. For when we praise your name and we magnify your name, we know that there's confusion and mayhem loosed in the enemy's camp. My God, we thank you. We glorify you. We thank you for your presence, and we thank you for the weight of your Shekinah glory in this place on today. Wherever we are, you are, and we thank you. We thank you for your peace and your comfort, for your peace that surpasses all understanding, according to your word in Philippians 4 and 7. We thank you for teaching us how what's usual or unusual in man's hand, in God's hand, is part of what is usual. We thank you for what man has said is impossible. God has not only made it possible, but he's added his super to what we thought was natural, and we thank you. We thank you for there's nothing too hard for you, God. There's no depth, there's no heights, there's nothing that's unreachable or unattainable in you. And we thank you that you've taught us to be a people that not only say that I can do it, but I can do greater. God, we're the people of the greater. We're the people of the former things that are now in the latter days being greater. God, we thank you for the miracles, the signs, and the wonders. We thank you for the great testimonies and the great blessings that will be seen from nation to nation, whether it's on television, whether it's on the internet, wherever it is, the greatness that will be released through our parents' lineage and their parents' lineage of the Seaberries. In the name of Jesus, do it for your glory, God. Not because we're great, but because our God is great. You're a great God. You're a phenomenal God. Words can't describe how great you are. We thank you for your extraordinary God. You have given us a yoke-destroying anointing, and we thank you. We thank you for the much that you've released in our lives. We thank you how you've forgiven us for all of the things that we could be blamed for. For yes, we did it, and we're not lying about it, but we're thanking you for your grace and your mercy. Even those that think we're good and we're nice and we do this and we do that, is still ratchet in your eyes. It's still that scarlet rag in your eyes. It's still the muck and the mara in your eyes. But through Jesus Christ, my God, we thank you for the purity and the perfection and the blamelessness that's evident through the blood of Jesus. We thank you for seeing us through the blood of Jesus. We thank you for seeing us through your Holy Spirit. We thank you for seeing us through your forgiveness, God. We thank you for even those places that were in our lives that were dry and dead. You said, come forth, just like you did with Lazarus when he was dead. And God, these dry bones that we once had, we don't have them anymore. We thank you. We thank you that we have taken a drink from the living water that you've given us. We thank you for the power and the fire that dwells down on the inside of us, that's causing us to show your agape love. God, we thank you for resurrecting our finances. We thank you for resurrecting our minds in and through Jesus Christ. We thank you for blessing the marriages in Jesus Christ. God, cause everyone that wants to be married to be married. Cause those that want to be single to serve you for all the days of their lives on this side of heaven. God, don't cause us to be those that are familiar with things, but cause us to know that we know that we know without a shadow of a doubt that you are God. And we won't shack up with you, God. We won't have conjugal visits with you, God, but we will dwell with you as you dwell in us. We thank you for how you teach us to honor and to respect one another without prejudice, without discrimination, God. For you are not a God that supports racism and sexism, but you are a God that supports love, agape love. And we thank you for the revelation of your knowledge. We thank you for your favor on our jobs, your favor in our various family members, our seed and our seed seed. We thank you for the favor in our finances. We thank you for the favor you've given us to see one another as you see us. God, we thank you for the favor of your glory. Resurrect the praise in us, God. Yes, God. Resurrect the wholehearted worship in us, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Resurrect the fear and the reverence for you in our lives, God. Every area of our lives, God, resurrect it for your glory, God. Resurrect the power of your word and your anointing in our lives, God. Resurrect the power that we walk in and that we speak in through the name of Jesus Christ. God, thank you for resurrecting the fire of preaching your word, the fire of singing your word, the fire of standing on your word. Thank you, God, for the favor and your blessings in every area of our lives with the people in high places that may not even understand, God, why they're favoring us. But thank you for your favor on our jobs, in our classrooms, wherever we are, in our family. Thank you for your favor, God. Thank you, God. Resurrect us, everything that would try to hinder us. Go in the name of Jesus. For the blood of Jesus is against you, and the name of Jesus is great. God, we thank you for even Psalms 91 says that he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, and I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, and he is my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and your buckler. 1,000 may fall at your side, but 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. God, we thank you for the power of the prayers that have been prayed to you corporately and individually on today, and that your blood has already sealed it. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you that, God, your Holy Spirit has already sealed it. God, we thank you for being God and that you watch over your word, and then you're faithful to make sure that it's accomplished. Thank you for your fire. Thank you for your agape love. Thank you for your angels encamped all around. Thank you for sealing every portal, every opening that would have tried to destroy the purpose that you have destined us to have in our lives. For God, we know that even if it was delayed, it wasn't denied. We know that our latter is greater than our former. We give you all the glory, God. We give you all the praise. And we say, even come so quickly, Lord Jesus, for it is so, so it is. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I turn it back over to you, Minister Sheila. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Apostle-elect. Cecilia Pfizer, thank you, Minister Sylvia Pfizer-White. Also, thank you, Minister Marble McCoy. I thank you all for your prayer and the belief and the love and the knowledge and the knowing of the God, the Father, and the Son. And bless us all in many, many ways. I just want to say I thank you, and I thank you, Lord, and I, God, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. I just want to say the lines are opening for all that have a statement, testimony, or a remark. The lines are open.
Praise God, saints. I'd just like to thank God for another day, for another Sunday, and for another broadcast from Blog Talk, for this wonderful ministry that God has blessed us with, and the wonderful prayer, the anointed, and just amazing prayer that God has given us this day through Apostle-elect. And as she was praying, the Lord dropped in my spirit, and I want to hear, read in your hearing, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present or things to come, nor death, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Romans 8, the last four verses. God's word is already blessed, as we are, as we follow him and believe him and love him the more. Praise God, saints. Bless him. Serve him.
Amen.
And worship him. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Margot McCoy. Is there anyone else? The lines are open. All right, I just want to thank, is there anyone else? The lines are open.
Can you hear me? This is Minister Sylvia.
Go ahead on.
I was talking, but obviously you all can't hear me at some point, but the enemy is mad on today because of the corporate prayer. I thank God for this chance because my phone has been jumping off mute. It has been dropping the call. And just as now it would not allow you all to hear me, I just thank God for the chance to just touch and agree, to pray on different points and just know that God is doing what God is doing because the prayer was awesome. I've been blessed for that. I just want to say to everyone that could not speak, just go back in the archives and listen to this because this prayer will do wonderful things, miraculous things for your prayer life. I don't need to know what more to say because every time this program comes on, the enemy tries to block it, but he cannot block what God is doing. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Minister. Thank you, Minister. Sylvia Kaiser Renee, right? Other the lines are open. Is there anyone else? Okay, I want to give honor to God and to all that can't speak and can't speak because we have all been in times like that. Not the devil, these demons not going to stop you from hearing the word, but due to your area, you might not be able to speak. I know I can be at work, I can hear you. You're not going to stop me from hearing my blessings. But God knows there's always an answer that I have for him. And the main one I can never say enough is thank you. Thank you and thank you. Because I know without you, none of us would be here today. I just want to say the lines are open. Is there anyone else that might can speak at this time? Your time is now. I want to thank you all for this morning, for God blessing morning for us, for life and love, and to hear his words of encouragement. I want to ask that each and every one is to ask your co-workers, family members, other members of all. We just tuning in to our three nights, for our 3 hours to listen to the words. I know sometimes we all cannot have all three, but just to make a little effort to get our friends or neighbors or co-workers to blend in. Was that someone trying to speak? Okay, I would ask if each and every one of us can tune in or to bless us with the word and the knowledge for each and every Sunday morning. For the Apostle Black, Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Minister Brandon Kaiser, at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and also on Monday nights, which is Blog Talk, and also Facebook, with Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's with mighty, truthful, and knowledgeable speakers and teaching so we can all understand and hear and learn. And also on Friday nights, with Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is Blog Talk and also Facebook. Apostle or Minister Right, could you announce the speaker for the Monday night service, please?
Thank you all for joining in. Dr. Sue Wright will be our Monday night speaker this Monday coming up. It's the first Monday of the month of October, my birthday month. She will be our speaker.
Excuse me, Minister Sylvia. It's the fourth Monday?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. This month,
We haven't made it over yet, but we're getting there. We're getting that birthday woman. We're getting there.
I'm rushing for my birthday month. I will be the speaker for this Monday coming up, Minister Sylvia Kaiser myself, which is rushing October in for her birthday.
I understand, but I know God got a big blessing for you, for we all that I was here. I just want to say thank you for Monday night speaker, blog, talk, and Facebook to be Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, and to give her all the encouragement and the listening and the understanding, because I know she will have a mighty powerful word for us to hear and to understand. I just want to thank God for all that are here. I just want to thank God for the world. But yet, no matter what the devil is trying to do, he cannot stop us from praising and loving and showing the world that God is our Father and the true one to believe in and to follow. I just want to thank you all and to ask all to remember our foundational scripture, which is Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. Just remember, God is the light. Can bring you to the light out of the dark. No matter what, give it to God and wait on God, because when he answers, it will be the most beautiful understanding and glorious day that you could have ever imagined for yourself. Thank you. Have a blessed day, and may God bless us all and understand he is the Father and the true Father. Amen. Bye.
Happy birthday belated to Mom and Dad. Bye-bye.
God bless you guys. Amen.
Amen. Bye.
Good night.
Bye.